The pain at the pump. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. National average gas prices have fallen to below $4 a gallon. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm.
The president has done two things. The release of 1 million barrels per day is the biggest tool at our disposal. This is all about supply and demand.
AAA says the national average price for a gallon of regular is $3.90. And primary season moves to two large states Tuesday, New York and Florida.
In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis will find out who he will face in November. Is it former Republican governor, now Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist, or the recently surging agricultural commissioner, Nikki Fried? Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings is the favorite to take on GOP Senator Marco Rubio, but she has to get through a primary first with three other Democratic challengers. Republicans have high hopes, though, after redistricting in Florida. The new map has an additional four Republican-leaning districts. In New York, there are multiple House primaries to watch, including two special elections, one of which is in the 19th, a notable swing district. And due to redistricting, Congressman Jerry Nadler is facing Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney in the 12th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Meanwhile, on Tuesday, Congresswoman Liz Cheney was defeated by her Trump-endorsed rival, Harriet Hageman.
Cheney came in 37 points behind her challenger, Harriet Hageman, in Wyoming's congressional primary. Hageman had former President Trump's endorsement, and of course, Cheney is perhaps Trump's most prominent Republican critic. And with her loss, she said that it shows that Trump still has a strong hold on at least a portion of the Republican Party, adding this.
People continue to believe the lie. They continue to believe what he's saying.
There are other Trump critics within the Republican Party who fear that the former president's sweeping win rate in primary endorsements will only tank Republican chances of victories in the general.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
At least 21 people are dead after Islamic militants raided a hotel in Somalia's capital. The siege began with explosions outside the building late Friday before gunmen entered the hotel. Exchanges of gunfire with security continued for more than 24 hours.
With the continued threat of terrorism in Somalia, the United States routinely operates against al-Shabaab in the country. Earlier this month, the Americans carried out three separate drone strikes against the group, killing a reported 13 militants. In May, President Biden redeployed hundreds of American troops to Somalia to help the local military with their efforts to fight al-Shabaab. Senior administration officials have declined to provide the exact number of American forces in country. Now, following that hotel attack in Somalia over the weekend, it's important to remember that al-Shabaab is now operating and attacking in neighboring Ethiopia.
Fox's Trey Yangst. And on a joint call Sunday, President Biden, along with the leaders of Britain, Germany, and France, reiterated their commitment to supporting Ukraine in the face of Russia's invasion. The leaders stressed the importance of ensuring the safety and security of nuclear installations in Ukraine. Plus, a revived nuclear deal with Iran could be on the horizon.
There are still disagreements on both sides, but the hope is for a breakthrough soon. One key sticking point is the terrorism status of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. President Biden says that's not negotiable. The original 2015 deal also limited how much uranium Iran could enrich, preventing the country from developing a nuclear weapons program.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Meanwhile, 2 weeks ago, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a historic visit to Taiwan that prompted China to increase their military presence around the island. China warned the U.S. that there would be serious consequences if Pelosi made the visit.
I don't think there's anything China would like more than to hoist their flag over what used to be our embassy.
Republican Congressman Brian Mast told Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo that China is eager to see America's downfall. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.